producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Today, what do we decide? Today is National Nut Day. Is that what we decided? Which seems either vaguely appropriate or vaguely inappropriate, depending on how you look at it for a therapist.
I'm allergic to nuts, as you know. So
I do.
I'd kind of lean towards more inappropriate, personally. But that's just me.
Well, yeah, that is true. Supposedly you can outgrow, especially peanut allergies. Have you been tested recently?
Well, not tested, but I had an accident, for a lack of a better term of describing it, by consuming an almond maybe a few months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it not intentionally?
No, not intentionally.
It was just in something you didn't know about?
It was in a cookie that I didn't, was not aware that it was in, so.
Oops. So yep. Did you get the anaphylactic reaction?
Well, yeah, I mean, whenever I have a peanut allergy, my throat swells up, my lips swell up, and
It's very dangerous.
My asthma actually kicks in, too.
Yeah. Do you carry an EpiPen with you?
I don't, but...
Maybe something to think about.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially because you've got the asthma that complicates issues,
mm-hmm.
but it could literally save your life. And, you know, it basically, it's exactly what it says it is. You can get them. I don't even think you need a prescription anymore. You can buy them at most drugstores,
mm-hmm.
and it's it looks just like a pen, and you inject yourself, and it could save your life.
Yeah.
Think about it, yes?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. It's also National Color Day. I think I'll let that go without comment. Didn't say what color, though, right?
Right, no.
Fair enough. All right, so I've got two day in histories, so we're going to compare and contrast. First of all, today is actually National Met Day, and it should be for the New York Mets, who beat the Cubs in spite of Back to the Future, and are therefore advancing, go Mets, but that isn't why it's called that. It's called that because the Nouveau Riche built an opera house on Broadway, which is not where it is now, staging its first performance in 1883. They had a theater where they could have opera boxes, unlike the old Academy of Music, where the box seats were few and the likes of the Vanderbilts were unwelcome. The new structure had three levels of 36 boxes, more than the number of millionaires in New York, old or new. The lowest level became known as the Diamond Horseshoe. The board of directors of the Metropolitan Opera House had free opera boxes for all performances. It was designed by J. Cleveland Cady. When the curtain parted on the first night, they did Faust, which is somehow seems appropriate for for millionaires, right? So it was between 39th and 40th on Broadway until 1966, when a 3,700-seat, 14-story opera house was built in Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts, which is where it is now. And the thing about the Met is they have the chandelier that comes down out of the ceiling. It's worth seeing, whether you like opera or not. And as I mentioned yesterday, apropos of nothing, that Beverly Sills, who was not only was a fantastic soprano, but actually ran the Met at one point. She was the director. And she was the one who got super titles. So that in the back of your seat, in both New York State Theater and the Met, it actually tells you what the librato is. So, because most people don't speak Italian, and most operas are in either Italian or German, so it now translates it for you. Which, you know, it was kind of like the Mass going into English, as far as I was concerned. It was kind of fun not to understand a word, you know, just to go along with the tide of emotion and the music. But now you could actually read along as well. Beverly Sills is also interesting in that she was probably one of the best known sopranos in the whole world, and both of her children were deaf. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Sad, but interesting. So they could never hear their mother sing. In 1279 to 1213 BC, Abu Simbel, a set of two temples near the border of Egypt with Sudan, was constructed for Ramses II. So each year on this day, in February 22nd, the sun's rays shine into the innermost chamber, illuminating the statues of Ramses II, Amon-Ra, the sun god, and Re Hauraki, god of the rising sun, leaving Ptah, the guard of the underworld, and darkness in the dark. Isn't that interesting that the Egyptians were that smart to figure that stuff out?
Yeah.
Like, you know, what's that? 1280 plus 2015. So, you know, 3,500 years ago.
Yeah.
Not quite that much, but 3,300 years ago.
3,295, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty cool people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we forget how really sophisticated some of these societies were. We tend to view them as incredibly primitive, but, I mean, figuring that kind of stuff out, that's pretty darn impressive.
Yeah.
And that it basically was a huge sundial, but it was so accurate that every 6 months, it's not every 6 months. October 22nd would be April 22nd. So, but on October 22nd and February 22nd. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
In 1746, John Hamilton, who was not Alexander, the royal governor of New Jersey, officially chartered the College of New Jersey, which became Princeton.
Princeton.
Yeah. So it was the College of New Jersey to begin with.
The Tigers.
There you go. Yeah. In 1836, Sam Houston was inaugurated as the first president of the Republic of Texas. And in New York, when you see what seems to be Houston Street, it's actually Houston Street, which gets the tourists every time, spelled exactly the same way. They were named after different people. So they spelled exactly the same. In 1875, the first telegraphic connection in Argentina. Mm. Hola. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Don't type for me, Argentina, I guess this would be. In 1879, we talked about this yesterday, that using a filament of carbonized thread, Thomas Edison tests the first practical electrical incandescent light bulb that lasted 13 and a half hours before burning out. And what we discussed yesterday in great detail was the fact that he did not invent the light bulb. And in fact, there were essentially arc lights as much as 79, 80 years before he did. And Swan probably was more of an inventor. He was the first one to, first of all, make it, instead of using platinum, they used either paper or thread, which is much cheaper. Platinum's a little expensive to make light bulbs. In 1907, the Ringling Brothers brought out their chief rival, Barnum and Bailey, and created the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. This week, I'm going to go to the Big Apple Circus, so there. And tomorrow, we're going to be talking with the trainer of the Big Apple Circus about how you train your dog, and also your elephant, should you have one. Are you thinking about getting an elephant as a house pet anytime soon, Manny? Or
I don't know if there'd be enough room in my apartment for that.
You know how you can tell if there's an elephant under the bed? I can't believe I'm telling you this joke. This is my daughter's favorite joke when she was about four. All right, you know how you can tell if there's an elephant under the bed?
Okay.
You're really close to the ceiling. I've been waiting years to tell that joke. Now, this is dedicated to you.
Okay.
The first televised pro football game was telecast from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn on NBC's flagship, which was then called W2XBS. Then it was called WRCA, and then WNBC. Hmm. Brooklyn beat Philadelphia 23-14. And Alan Skip Waltz did the play-by-play. So did you know all that?
I did not know all that.
But now you do, and now you're going to be so smart at any kind of football discussion this weekend.
What year was this?
1939.
Okay.
So there you go.
Huh.
All right. In 1954, West Germany joined joined NATO, which took a long time for World War II to kind of ebb. In 1962, I didn't remember that it was this close to my birthday. It was a Cuban Missile Crisis. I've told the story before about having a math test the next day and deciding that it was a math test. I was like sixth grade or something. That if I didn't study, I didn't want to spend my last night ever studying, but if I didn't, I wished I'd had. There we go. And it turns out Eisenhower told Kennedy to do the blockade. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Lee, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How might I help?
Hi, good afternoon, Joy.
Hi.
I heard your elephant joke, and it reminded me of another elephant joke, and maybe you should put that up on your website to have people call in.
With elephant jokes?
The elephant jokes, they're wonderful. Do you know why elephants paint their toenails red?
To figure out where their feet are? And then, oh, I know, so they can wander through the strawberry patches undetected.
So they can hide in cherry trees.
I was very close, but the wrong answer.
You were. Have you ever seen an elephant in a cherry tree?
Not often. It works.
It works pretty good, doesn't it?
Lee, the two of us should probably be separated. That's the old joke about that. I'm trying to remember what movie it was from where the guy says, was it James Garner one? Maybe. He says, my job is to watch for tigers. And the guy says, there aren't any tigers around here. And he said, see what a good job I'm doing.
That's right. Very good job. Yeah. Wonderful. You've got a wonderful show, and I listen to you as many times as I can. I live in the Virgin Islands, and it's a challenge to live down here in the sunny and warm area all the time.
Yeah, I feel really sorry for you. In fact, on this day, this is good. I'm so glad you called, because on this day in history, in 2005, Tropical Storm Alpha formed in the Caribbean, threatening Hispaniola, and it was the record-breaking 22nd named storm of the 2005 Atlantic hurricane season. So there you go.
Well, yes, we always watch the Weather Channel religiously during these months. Yeah,
I know. One of the shows that I participate with, one of the guys was in Turks and Caicos, and I said, this is an odd time of year to go there. It's just hurricane season for another couple of weeks, so... But you're safe and sound, yes?
Safe and sound. And it's beautiful weather. We've had a tremendous season, a little bit of rain, but we've had a drought this year, as many parts of the states have.
Yeah.
But we had a very, very dry summer, so we're looking for some rain.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, if I get any up here, I'd be delighted to send it to you.
Oh, I appreciate it. And we could really use the snow if you get a lot of that.
Listen, my distinct pleasure. We'll just ship it on down to you. We'll FedEx it overnight.
Thank you so much.
Right,
and have a wonderful day.
Lee, you're really requesting that we put up Tell Me Your Favorite Elephant Joke on Facebook?
I think that's a fabulous idea.
All right. I'm going to do it, Lee. But if it tanks, guess who's going to be responsible? We're going to call it the Lee Phenomenon.
I'll do it.
All right. You better be prepared to put another couple up. Manny, do you think we should do that? Manny will go along with it.
Yeah, I think we can roll that.
All right,
yeah.
Should we broaden out to elephant or any other mammal joke, or do we just want to have elephants?
Oh, I think elephant jokes are one of the best. Yeah, there's so many jokes that go around, and they're just not as nice as the elephant jokes.
All right, fair enough. We'll start with elephant, and then we may sort of expand out to oxen.
I was going to say, yeah, we might be able to just kind of expand
even
a little bit.
All right, we'll start with elephant and see how we do.
All right, that sounds great. I was going to say, even the white elephant jokes.
I didn't even know that there was a white elephant joke.
Oh, there isn't.
I get it, white elephant. What about pink elephant?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Those are different, yeah. All righty.
Yeah.
Lee, I'm going to hold you and Manny responsible for this. I'm just going to say, listen, I got outvoted on this one. So
we're
going to put up your favorite elephant joke. And you can't put up cherry trees or how close to the ceiling you are, other than that. And Lee, I think this seems appropriate. I'll never forget you. Sorry, that was
that
really
sounds
rude.
Wonderful.
That was
Thanks.
Really rude. Well, it seems appropriate, as I said. Maybe we'll do it today and see if we get enough to do it tomorrow, because, as I said, we're going to be talking about training animals for the Big Apple Circus, including how you train an elephant. And I actually have an elephant. It's not a joke, it's a story, but I think maybe I'll hold off and see how we do on it. I can't believe you guys talked me into an elephant joke. I was trying, you know, you saw me sort of saying, well, what if we did all mammals? And no, we want to do elephant jokes.
Well, but elephants would be kind of fitting, like you said, with it's broken,
yeah.
Let's fix it tomorrow.
Yeah.
The apple
and,
circus.
And so. Actually how you train elephants.
Yeah.
Which, believe it or not, is pretty darn interesting. So... Alrighty, 855. I have a PhD. How do you talk into this? 855-993-7569. I just want to bring up one thing. As I said, I did Doug Steffen's Good Day Show with him today as well. And Doug is really good about checking out our website and Facebook page and stuff like that. So quite often he'll ask me about stuff that's on my, you know, that's on my website. And it was a story that we actually didn't get to yesterday, but I thought I would just take a moment and talk about it. which is it's a phone app, smartphone app, that apparently is very helpful for combat veterans who have post-traumatic stress disorder. It turns out that civilians are very experience PTSD as well, but soldiers, especially who've been in combat, it's about double what the regular population is. I'm surprised it's that low. I would guess it's higher than that, but nevertheless. And this is a 21-year-old kid whose father has night terrors, which are very much a part of PTSD. And the problem about night terrors is not only that they scare everybody else, but it's very disruptive. If kids have night terrors quite often, which are very different than nightmares, if your kid has ever had, my daughter used to have them when she was, I think it's probably growth spurts. And when you go in, they're screaming their head off. When they go in, their eyes are open and they're hallucinating. It's not like the regular nightmares. And what you do, waking them up doesn't do any good because you just sort of calm them down, put them back to sleep. The next day they're fine. But that's with kids. With soldiers, quite often they're not fine. They're agitated the next day, didn't get much sleep. So this is a smart app that basically detects changes in metabolic rate, so breathing, heart rate, respiration, and can gently interrupt the sleep so the terrors don't happen, but the sleep pattern continues. So it just switches you out of whatever that the neural rhythm is. And we know that sleep and deep sleep have different rhythms to them. So, and it seems to work. A 21-year-old kid, it'll probably be available widely next year. But, you know, for me, it's not only that it's a really cool idea and there's something kind of loving about a really bright kid who's 21 years old designing something so his dad could sleep better, but I'll probably maybe so he can sneak out. But also that about at any particular time, supposedly about a third of Americans suffer from insomnia. Now, insomnia obviously can have a whole lot of different kind of triggers. And in theory, insomnia, which is the inability to sleep, would not be the same as night terrors. But it does offer some interesting kind of alternatives. As I said, one of the reasons that we didn't get to the story is that there have been sleep aids, whether it's the sound of dolphins, or I actually have a relaxation tape that I had a while ago, and all sorts of things. So, but this one is very different, and it's a little more scientific than most of them. Instead of just doing visualization, it actually changes your sleep pattern. So there you go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. Is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm going to tell you about a story, and I'm kind of mixed about it. And Manny and I will have a discussion about it probably, because I don't know if he's any more mixed than I am. But it occurs to me, here's a story, and then I'll tell you what my concern was, and then I'll tell you more about the story. High school students called out for racist fruit basket. Okay, that's the story. So it occurs to me as I'm going through the story, if people are going to feel that I'm not politically correct by having elephant jokes, because especially in a political year, should there be donkey jokes? Should there be oxen jokes? Should there be giraffe jokes? It occurs to me that we can take political correctness to kind of a ridiculous extreme. So I don't know if this falls into that category or not. And so I'm going to walk you through it. And then I want you guys to tell me whether, as you know, I don't ask questions that could be answered yes or no, but I'm really interested in whether or not you think this is racist. Because I'm kind of on the fence about it, to be quite honest. All right, this came out of Houston. Members of the Atascocita High School band are facing allegations of racial insensitivity for a gift basket full of candy and fruit they presented to a rival band on Friday during a varsity football game. The gift exchange is a tradition between Atascocita and Summer Creek High. They're both in Humble ISD, whatever that means, according to a statement issued by the district. The Halloween decorated gift basket contained candy, a watermelon, a coconut, a pineapple, and a watermelon gum.
ISD is the Independent School District.
Thank you. I think you're probably right.
Mm-hmm.
Today, school administrators conducted an investigation after considering the totality of the circumstances, determined that the gift was inappropriate and lacked good sportsmanship. Sportsmanship is actually two separate words, which means somebody should check their spelling. School administrators. The school will not tolerate racial insensitivity. The district did not respond when asked what in the gift basket raised alarms of racism. Well, we know, right? The watermelon.
Yeah.
I would assume, don't you think?
Yeah.
Maybe the coconut, but I think the watermelon.
Yeah.
In interviews, student members of the high school band said they did not mean to be racist. So, what do you think?
Well,
racist,
I mean, I think it kind of speaks to kind of a broader issue is that, you know, the word racist, I think, has, especially in recent years, has kind of become sort of overused because it's not, you know, not everything is, you know, quote unquote racist. It's, you know, there may be some things that are stereotypical. I think, you know, maybe a stereotype might be what this kind of falls more into the category for. You know what I mean? Like, it's,
this one
racism is a really, really, really powerful, you know, term.
It may have been tasteless, but I don't think it was racist.
Right, yeah.
And part of it may be what the attempt was. And, you know, it's one of the things that when I talk with people about dating, I say, you know, be careful about humor, because one person's sense of humor is another person's insult. That humor is a very complicated issue. And I don't even know. I mean, first of all, these are kids.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, if you sent a banana, is that racist? Is it sexist? If you sent an orange, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'd love to hear what people feel about this. I think we should put it up on Facebook. And, of course, if the intent was racist, then I think what you do is ignore it and say thanks and give them white bread or something. You know, give them a Wonder Bread sandwich with mayonnaise on it or something. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, and that I think we do need to be sensitive to certain issues.
Sure.
But, I don't know. This one, and maybe the fact that there was both a watermelon and watermelon gum in it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it was just in really poor taste, but I don't think there's...
It may have been, you know, more stupid than anything else, but I'm not sure it was racist.
Yeah.
I guess the question is, what was the intent?
Right, yeah.
And if the intent was to make a joke, I don't know. In college, I went to Rice, and we had, it was called the Mob, which was the Marching Owl Band. But they dressed as gangsters, and they carried what appeared to be machine guns. And they were clearly supposed to be mafia. And at the time, I mean, it never even occurred to us that anybody would take umbrage. And to my knowledge, I don't think they did. But we did stuff like, I mean, we were idiots. And I mean, which I think kids that age are. And this is high school, so they're even more idiotic.
Mm-hmm.
We played Texas A&M, whose mascot was Reveille, which was a German Shepherd. And so we got a dog in heat, a female dog in heat, and let it down the field, and which, of course meant Reveille charged off the field. And everybody thought that was, I mean, it clearly wasn't racist. It didn't have anything to do with race. And I think at the time, both Rice and A&M were lily white. But it was stupid. And at one point, they did something. Our mascot was Sammy the Owl. And they did something so that the owl got caught up in its tether and hung itself, killed itself. And we didn't think that was amusing either. But, I mean, everybody kind of apologized. But the understanding was that nobody was being racist. We were just being stupid.
Yeah.
But, again, it was, I don't know. Yeah, if we I don't know how we wipe out stupidity. And I hear the other side of the argument as well is tolerating things that are insulting, gives license to them, gives permission. But I don't know about this one.
Yeah,
so do you feel strong? I just think it's more tasteless than racist.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I mean, it just seems, it's one of those things where you just look at it and say, come on, really? Like, that's just dumb. Like, you know.
Well, and presumably, I mean, that there is the notion that they're competitive with one another. And as you know, especially guys, and this presumably there are women involved as well, mm-hmm. but especially at this age, the guys are going to have much more say-so than the women, that there is that kind of competitive and guys, you know, hitting each other on the arm and questioning their legitimacy and your mother wears combat boots. I don't know. This one seems to me relatively harmless. And once adults get involved, then, I think you're in a whole different kind of ball game, number one. But number two, you need really to learn how to spell sportsmanship.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, too, like I said before, I think if you're going to, go down the route, of saying something is racist or calling someone racist, I mean, that's a pretty
major term.
Yeah, that's a pretty damning statement. I mean, you know, to put it frankly, I mean, it's, you're going down a route that, you know, you're saying a lot about a person if you're, you know, or a group if you're saying if they're racist or something
is
racist.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's a really damning statement. It's a damaging statement. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. That maybe what they, as I said, what I probably would have done if I'd been in charge of it and taken any umbrage, just said, okay, well, let's send over some Wonder Bread and mayonnaise, a jar of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the best way, and isn't that what everybody tells you if somebody's teasing you to just say, you know, laugh at it? It's very hard. You know, stupid and cheerful really does work. And I think these guys were sort of, they did the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
So I think it's too bad. All right, so we'll put it on Facebook and see what people say about it. But yeah, this is one of those things. And I am not the least bit comfortable about racism, and I think people who don't sort of stand up against it are giving quiet compliance. So, but this one does seem to me in a certainly gray area. And speaking of gray areas, actually, this is a very gray area. They're now saying that today's college graduate might not retire till they're 75 years old. You talk about gray areas, right? So one of the things we put on Facebook, which I'm really interested in, which is, do you plan to retire? And if so, at what age do you plan to retire and why? Do you plan to retire, Manny? I know you're a baby, but do you think about retirement?
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, when you're working in any sort of career, I think retirement always comes up in your mind. It's just a matter of, you know, I mean, even now at 31, I can't really pinpoint exactly when I would want to retire. I think whenever that may be, I want it to be the right time where I feel comfortable with being able to retire and knowing that I don't have to work full-time.
You don't have to work. You don't need the money. So it's really about that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I read Lionel Tiger's book a bunch of years ago about retirement. It was probably 20, 25 years ago when it first came out. And he studied, I don't know, 10 or 15 people who lived really long lives. And at that point, I mean, I think they were all over 90 and still productive. And what he said was that the only thing they all had in common is that they didn't retire. And I remember thinking, got it. You know. So, folks, you may have me around for a while. 855-993-7569. I'm not getting any younger, but God knows I'm not getting any older. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, a buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay, ProPure.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, I have three stories with the times they are changing, not including the watermelon story, because I don't know what to do with that one. The first is the IRS is about to recognize same-sex marriage anywhere in the United States, which makes a huge difference. I mean, that's been one of the issues about same-sex marriages, is that that couples who are together who are same-sex don't get the benefits of the tax break. So there we go. Which I think is smart for the IRS. It says it doesn't make any difference where the marriage took place, and if you're living in a state that still hasn't legalized them. They're saying to interpret the terms husband and wife to include same-sex spouses formalizes the inevitable after the Supreme Court's landmark ruling in June legalizing same-sex marriages. 13 states, most in the Deep South, maintain laws prohibiting same-sex weddings. IRS regulations already allowed the agency to accept returns from same-sex couples identifying themselves as married, but only from the 37 states and other U.S. territories that had legalized the unions. Man, I mean, I think they probably did it as much to sort of minimize the paperwork. Think about having to go through and figure all that out. The IRS doesn't care what your state government thinks. If you call yourself married, you're married. As long as that marriage is recognized by any state, possession, or territory of the United States, or any bellhop. No, I made up the bellhop part. I just get tempted by things like that. These regulations provide additional clarity on how the federal government will treat same-sex marriages in light of the Supreme Court's decision. The new rules will apply to any federal tax provision in which marriage is a factor, including filing status, personal independency, exemptions, and standard deductions. The biggest impact would be on couples where one spouse's job provides employer-provided health insurance. The other spouse's coverage will now be tax-free across the country, just as it is for the vast majority of married spouses and dependent kids. There you go. So it implements the ruling at the heart of the decision, which was filed in June. Because Ohio didn't recognize same-sex weddings, they flew to Maryland and were married on an airport tarmac. So Obergefell would be listed as a survivor on the man's certificate. They inflict substantial and continuing harm on same-sex couples. So there you go. So that's all right. That's story number one of the times they are changing. Let's see if I can find a couple more. The second is 58% of United States citizens in a poll back legal marijuana use. And my guess is that we did the story yesterday about the chiefs of police, 130 of them, who got together and said we need to decriminalize things like this, that overcrowding in prisons is creating more problems than it's solving. So they're saying a majority, it's the high point in the Gallup's 46-year trend. The only time was, well, it's actually the same. It's a really interesting statistic in that 2013 was also 58%, and then it dropped in 14 for some reason to 51%. For no reason. I mean, that seems to me a sampling error. And then it's back up to 58. So there you go. In 1969, 12% of Americans thought marijuana use should be legal, which is sort of interesting, right, during the 60s. Yeah. Little change until the 70s. Then in the 70s, went to about 25% and held there till the mid-90s. And it exceeded 30% by 2000 and was higher than 40% by 2009. So, I mean, it's just one of those things. And whether it's inevitable or not, as far as I'm concerned, the major issue, because, you know, people have always said it was a gateway drug, but that's like saying that cigarettes are a gateway drug. And a lot more people die from cigarette smoking than die from marijuana use. And here's the other reason why that statistic may have held up. They're saying marijuana use has doubled in the U.S. since 1900. Well, they said since the beginning of the century, so that's presumably in the last 15 years. I keep forgetting we're in a different century.
Yeah, it'd be 2000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So in 15 years, it's doubled.
Yeah, yeah.
Whew.
They said that so have problems, including addiction. But marijuana isn't physically addictive. It's psychologically addictive, if anything. And for some people, it probably is a gateway drug. But one of the reasons a gateway drug is it's illegal. They found in 2013 about 10% of U.S. adults use marijuana. I think it's a lie. It's a lot more than that. Don't look at me. I don't do any.
What was the percentage?
They're saying 9.5% of U.S. adults. I think that's a lie, don't you?
Yeah.
I smell more than that on the subway.
Yeah, I know.
And that's doubled. It was 4.1 in 2001-2002. So in a decade, it better than doubled. But everybody, you know, now most people approve of it. So I think saying that only 10%, that's ridiculous. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's a bit silly.
Well, but and the question is really not should you use it, because I don't think anybody thinks it's health food, for heaven's sakes. But it's probably less dangerous, probably, certainly than cigarette smoke, and certainly than alcohol when it comes to that has always been the argument that kids have made to their parents when they say, well, you can't smoke marijuana. is that you smoke and you drink, and you smoke cigarettes and you drink alcohol, and both of those are much more damaging when you're talking about anything, when you're talking about date missed work, when you're talking about physical implications, when you're talking about reaction times when you're driving. But the real problem about marijuana is that it's been illegal. And so the problem about making something illegal is that it increases illegal behavior. And what these police chiefs got together yesterday and said was, look, if we decriminalize it, then it's not illegal, then we don't have to enforce it, then we're not putting people in prison for reasons that don't make any sense. And when you go to prison, what you do is you come in being a marijuana user and you go out being a full-fledged thief. And you can't get jobs because you have a criminal record, so this doesn't make any sense. And for police, you know, it's one thing for you or I to say it. It's another for police chiefs to say it. So there you go. There you go. So times, they are changing. And as far as I'm concerned, you can. It says it all. It's kind of my favorite headline. Oh, favorite, just because I think it's so illuminating, is in the first week of marijuana being legal in Oregon, which is not a very populous state, folks. Last time I looked. $11 million in sales in the first 7 days. That's what, $1.3 million, $1.3 million per day, including Saturday, and Saturday is probably the highest, but Sunday or Monday, there you go. What can I tell you? 855-993-7569. And I mean, there's so many reasons. And again, don't look at me. I don't smoke anything. I don't do anything that messes with my throat, with my voice. This is how I make my living. I don't do drugs. So I am not being a proponent of it on my own behalf. I'm just saying, look at the societal implications and decide how much it's worth. What's the cost-benefit ratio? And the cost is huge. The benefit of doing this, if you make it legal, is huge. So, let's be, and 60% of people agree. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.